Have no fear of missing out.
The show's about FOMO. Your host is Brian Stanzo. I'll tell you what you don't know. And now, your host, iSocial Fans.
What's up, friends? Welcome back to another episode of the FOMO Fans Podcast. And for this one, you know, I think we'll kind of take a little different spin on what we normally do here on the show. And really, for me, one of the big things that I think 2020 taught us, or really I think that we have to focus on, is understanding, you know, how we shift and how we prepare for the future. And how do we embrace this upcoming change that we are continuing to evolve. And really, I think the beauty is that we get to design it ourselves. We get to decide what this future looks like, how we kind of think into it, and hopefully, even inspires others to embrace, you know, the things that we're embracing. And I think this is, you know, for me, an exciting time because we get to shape the future that we want. We get to decide what we prioritize. And I think for so many, being forced to work from home or being forced to, you know, live in different ways or even change their means of income or their primary role in the household, I think it's really been a great time to refresh. But I think for me, this like refresh, reinvent, pivot, like I don't care about the vernacular. What I care more about is our approach, right? And as someone, you know, I often say that most of my job, most of my career has been, you know, as a change evangelist, not only, you know, advocating for change, but hopefully helping people embrace change. And that could be early adoption of new platforms. That could be embracing new lines of business. It could be changing your role and what you're doing in your life. And so for me, one of the things that I like to think about in this, as we move forward, are what are the things that we can do now that are going to allow us to, you know, set ourselves up to be successful. And I think for me, there's one massive thing, and I really think it's the entire theme of this one episode, because I really think it's that important, is that I believe that we need to ask ourselves all of the previous questions that we've answered for business and life, but answer them again in a 2021 mindset. And what I mean by that is everything from what we share publicly to what we prioritize to even how we define success, right? For me, this is a big one I always talk about with my clients, is that, you know, we have to decide and design what success looks like. We need to define the goals that we want to, you know, kind of look at that have data and our ability to back them up. And then ultimately we need to map those goals and success. And then we have to start figuring out what is that layer of actions that we have to take beforehand, right? And for me, one of the things that's interesting is I think we have to start at the top. Like, what does success mean for you now? And don't give me the answer of what you've always been told or what you've always believed. I want you to think about that. Sit in that for a minute, right? What does success look like for you? And we can do success in a wide variety of formats, right? What does success daily look like for you? What does success quarterly look like for you? What is success a year from right now? If you could say, I believe this year was a success if blank, right? Like, what is that version of success? And then we have to say, okay, that's what success is. What are my goals that I'll be able to achieve along the way so that I can continue on this road to success, but also, you know, celebrate those goals and those wins along the way? And I think even those goals, like, how do we measuring those goals? What are the goals? And I think our goals for many of us have changed in 2021. And I think that to me is part of this idea of, you know, asking these questions that we've already previously answered. The other piece of this is, you know, when we think about the goals and our success, don't allow yourself to get back into that old way of thinking or the old process, right? Think about it right now. Like, if you had to design and reshape. And then I want us to think about everything around that when it comes into it, right? So like, okay, if this is what success looks like and these are my goals, what do I have to do to make it happen? But maybe even more importantly, what do I have to sacrifice in order to make these things happen, right? And I think we have to ask ourselves, what are we willing to sacrifice? Because I think for so many of us, this race has been so fast and so for so long that we never really had time to think about what we were sacrificing. And really, in many cases, we didn't know what we were sacrificing because we didn't really have time to soak it in or experience, or we weren't forced to be in our houses, or we weren't forced to not travel, to not see our friends, not to not live the life that we were living. And for me, this was a big one, right? This is a big one because I've traveled every year, for 30 plus years since 2005. So for 16 years, you know, I've traveled 30 plus years. And in 2020, I think I did 5 weeks, maybe 6 weeks total of travel in 2020, which is like, you know, whew, man, I tell you what, and I missed it. And it wasn't just the travel, but I realized so much of my life was built around not only my ability to travel, but how travel impacted everything and even how I prioritize things. And so for me, I'm having to go back and ask myself, is the travel the part that I like the most, or what aspects of travel could I extract and implement now if I'm not traveling for the next year? Or maybe this is even a more important one for me or many of my speaker friends, right? Is that, you know, when this starts coming back up, right, as we move into a hybrid future and we start thinking about, you know, where we're kind of moving things forward, what are the things that we're doing to embrace this, you know, a lot of the things that involve around, you know, the lifestyle that we're creating. And I found for me, like, one of the things that I realized, you know, not only because, you know, it's something that's important to me, but, you know, when it comes to like self-care or, you know, being self-aware or even self-love for that matter, you know, for me, so much of that was manufactured and developed around my travel life, because I traveled so much, I had a lot of perks, right? So I could travel first class. I always got upgraded in my hotels. More often than not, I had a built-in, you know, travel day or a built-out travel day after I was speaking. And, you know, and then we get here, you know, to the virtual world. And yes, virtual is different because we're talking to a camera, we're not in front of the stages. But it's also different because, like, right behind the curtain behind me in my studio is where my kids are, right? And so I could give all that energy, I could give everything to the world. And then I have to get, you know, kind of go back into reality, where before I was built into, you know, go back to my hotel room, order some nice food because, you know, I knew it. And, you know, it's that idea of not only pampering ourselves, but so many of the things that were important to success and operating at our highest productivity and even happiness were built into a lifestyle that we created. And so now when I start thinking about it, like, you know, like, I haven't been on a trip, but maybe like I'd say four trips in the last, you know, 5 years or so that weren't, you know, somehow linked to business. But in many cases, it'd be one day of business and, you know, and 5 or 6 days of fun. And so it wasn't that that I didn't have those things built in. But here's the thing that I figured out was I don't believe I would actually have taken care of myself to actually book the travel and the things to put myself forward in a lot of these scenarios. And so that to me is just one of the examples of when I think about this idea of asking old questions, but answering them again, you know, in this 2021 world, right? Like, where does that all sit? And, you know, and that includes how we tell stories, how we, you know, like, one of the questions I always like to tell my clients is like, why aren't you sharing this? And don't tell me why, as in why you answered that question 5 years ago, but like, why aren't you talking about this topic, or why aren't you sharing about this in 2021? And I think that's one of those things that we are realizing, that we are much more alike than we are different. We're also realizing that our vulnerabilities in many cases are the glue and things that connect us much more so than our successes or our strengths. But then we have to think about how does that all fit, right? And then what does it look like as we're starting to tell these stories and let people in? And I believe it, you know, it's a little bit of, you know, of baby steps. We can't just, you know, it's not just turning on the lever, but I am a big believer that, you know, the word access is super important in 2021. How do we give people access to who we are while shining the light on them as, you know, in our business? But I've also said this, and I've believed this, and I think it's even more important in 2021, is that the old school days or the mindset that said, I'm gonna let my work do the talking for me are over. Because there are frauds, there are people selling unicorns, rainbows, and BS that are drowning out that work, and your work will never be discovered. Your story will never be heard by those that need to hear it. And so this is where we do have to embrace this new mentality, this new way of putting ourselves out to the world. And I understand that can be scary, and I understand that is different, but I also believe it is essential for us to grow, essential for us to stand out, and essential for us to evolve and hopefully learn what we've all been taught over the last year. And so I'm going to challenge everyone that's listening here. I want you to think about all the questions that you've been answering for the last 10 years or so in your business and in your life, right? And we need to ask them to ourselves again and honestly answer in a 2021 mindset and moving forward, how does that all look? And even, I would even actually add to that and say, what are the things that are important to us? Why do they matter? And then ultimately, what are we going to do to make, to keep the things that are now been forced to be our priorities in line and not allow outside influence, not allow the rat race that is the world to distract us from living the life that we want to live? I mean, my friends, I believe right now in this moment, we have an opportunity that we might never, not ever have again. And that is, we have the ability to design the future that we all want, to design and create a world where not the world isn't telling us what's important. The world isn't telling us how to prioritize the things that are around us. Rather, we get to decide that. I believe each one of us are perfectly imperfect, and we each are on this journey. And if we want to, we want to get out from behind the fake news and the bad news. We want to extend the stories. We want to amplify the good in the world. We want to make the world a better place. I believe that requires us to rethink and answer all of these questions over again, and then lean in to what we believe is the future that we want to create. My name is Brian Fanzo, my friends, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I'll be back again with a couple more episodes. I got some new ones for you. They're going to be a wide variety, as always, here on the show, where some of them are going to be short, some of them are going to be long. I even got a couple interviews upcoming for you. And stay tuned. I got some new projects in the works that I think a lot of you are going to be excited about. But until then, make it a great day, my friends. Cheers. Oh, man, I think you can hear my kids in the background. Ugh, 2021 life.